Todd Heitkamp from the National Weather Service, a frequent guest on the Chris and Doc Show. Our guest this morning, Todd. Good morning.
Morning. How are you guys?
Good. I know you had a late night last night. What time did you get out of the weather center?
About midnight last night.
Okay. Mm. Well, thanks for getting up early and joining us this morning.
No, yeah, not a problem. I'll get even with you one way or the other.
Fair enough. Tell us, what did we see yesterday? Do we have any stats, any numbers on yesterday?
Well, you know, when I left last night, it was impinging on 3 inches of rain at the airport just in yesterday. There were some higher amounts outside of around the city of Sioux Falls. Some areas picked up 4 to 4.5 inches of rain. Some areas outside of Sioux Falls picked up anywhere from 4 to 6 inches of rain in a very, very short time frame. So that's what caused all the flooding issues. No matter what kind of drainage system you, a person or a town would have, when you're talking about that amount of water and that short of time frame, mm-hmm. no drainage system is going to take that. And that's why we had the problems that we did across the area.
Yeah, we had Sioux Falls said, please don't use the water. We're just full. We don't have an issue with our water supply.
No.
We don't have anywhere to put it.
Go.
Right, exactly. I mean, you just, if anyone, you know, there was plenty of people driving around yesterday, to say the least, or looking at all the flooding situations and that, and you could see how much water was just sitting around. It just had no place to go. And the way water works is that it's going to take the path of least resistance, and it's going to just go wherever it wants to go. And, boy, there was plenty of it all around. It washed out a lot of the roads. It caused a lot of manhole covers to pop. It just caused a lot of problems, to say the least.
And as many problems as we had here in Sioux Falls and surrounding areas, we got away, we kind of got off a little easy compared to some places in Nebraska and northwest Iowa.
Yeah, down in Pilger, Nebraska. I mean, a phenomena that a lot of us have never seen before, a storm that produced twin tornadoes of equal strength and being carried live on TV. And that storm was heading towards northwest Iowa or around the Sioux City area. And thankfully, that storm kind of weakened considerably before it actually hit the Sioux City metro area. So that's the good thing. There could have been a lot worse than what it was yesterday, that's for sure.
One of the things that you have been a loud voice on is a couple things. One, take cover. Don't take pictures. Facebook isn't that important. And be careful where you get your information.
Yes. All the above. and it's one of those things that no matter what disaster we're talking about, whether or not it be water or whether or not it be tornadoes like we saw on June 5th, people are out, you know, taking pictures and posting it on Facebook. And it's like, my goodness, how many different flood videos can you see? How many different tornado videos can you see? People are jeopardizing their own safety just for the sake of posting a photo or a video on Facebook or whatever it may be. And sooner or later, that's gonna catch someone in the wrong spot. And we also saw yesterday about the information source. And a lot of people probably didn't notice this last night, but I actually posted a video on Facebook last night, and it happened to deal with the Weather Channel. The Weather Channel was actually telling people from Sioux City to evacuate town when this storm that was down in Pilger was well away from the community yet. They were telling them to jump in the car and head to the north or the south, but don't head west. Get out of town before the storm actually hits. And why we would actually tell people to do that and leave the safety of their own home is beyond me.
We played that clip a little earlier from your Facebook post, the video that was posted. The guy on the Weather Channel said that you should drive north or east of Sioux City. You have a half hour to get out of there.
Yeah.
Is there worse advice on the planet than that?
Other than driving directly into the storm?
I guess he did say, at least he did clarify and said, don't drive towards the storm. But that is not what we should do when a tornado is headed our way.
You know, no. We've seen that when the TV meteorologist down at Norman, Oklahoma, recommended the same thing, and what problems were created there with the amount of traffic jams and everything like that. We don't want people to leave the safe shelter of their own home and to get into one of the worst locations possible with the tornado, and that's their own vehicle. And that's just, to me, that's ludicrous information. That's being an idiot. That's just terrible. I mean, it just deflates everything that we have tried to do up to that point on the National Weather Service. It deflates that all the way up to that point where now people have no idea what they should actually do. And it's causing major, major issues because those people are respected by many people that watch them. And they're going to do what they're being told. And so they're going to do the wrong thing. And it could have cost a lot of people their own lives. Plus, they didn't even know about the flooding situation. They could have been sending them into floodwaters or roads that could have been washed out. And then all of a sudden they're sitting in the cars and no place to go. Then what happens?
Right.
What about the go look for a football or lacrosse helmet? Is that good advice?
Well, there's the football helmets. That came out from the Norman, Oklahoma tornadoes. A lot of the kids that were in the elementary school grabbed football helmets or something like that to protect them from the flying debris. So, I mean, if you have them available in your storm shelter, yes, I would not be wasting valuable time from getting myself and my family to my place of safety by looking for football helmets or some type of head protection. But if the best thing to do is to have that available in your shelter location before the storm actually approaches.
Yeah, you don't want to be digging in the trunk of your car for your lacrosse helmet.
Yeah.
Kids, where'd you put it? If it's in your shelter or wherever you're going for safety, fine, but don't go hunt for it. Don't run out to the sporting goods store and buy one.
Yeah, exactly. If it's readily available to you, if it's in your storm shelter, fine, use it. It's been shown to, you know, any additive protection that you can provide to your body or to your family, hey, go for it.
And one quick thing before we go, we're talking 85 and humid, we have a chance again for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon again.
Yeah, we really do. And, you know, we're just going to have to keep an eye on it. It does not look to be as likely or as favorable as what it has been in the past couple of days. But still, at this point in time, it's still out there, and we're going to have to deal with the possibilities. Anyone that's been dealing with the floodwaters up to this point, you're ready for more rain.
And a good chance of rain tonight and tomorrow night again. Mm-hmm. So we're not out of this thing yet, but Todd Heitkamp, thank you for joining us. What's your schedule tomorrow? Can we call you again?
Sure. Feel free to give me a call at any time. You're my alarm clock.
Todd Heitkamp from the National Weather Service.
Thanks, Todd.